We welcome you back now to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We're just talking a little basketball. They had an issue at an NBA game over the weekend. Cavaliers at Pistons, and the arena horn malfunctioned in the middle of the game. The horn was sounding, and it stayed 12 and a half minutes. The fans were putting their fingers in their ears. I mean, they showed the crowd, and then they went down to their sideline reporter and said, "What in the world?"
So, guys, I'm here at the scorer's table, and there was a complete malfunction here, electrical-wise, here at the scorer's table. You see this gentleman here working frantically to try to get everything reset. The clocks went out, the score went out across the building, and clearly you hear the horn still going off. And there's a level of frustration, obviously, here at the moment, trying to figure that out.
That's bad.
And the crowd goes wild.
There you go. The horn is stopped, and the fans applaud.
They had to stop the game for 12 and a half minutes while that was.
I'm always happy to see stuff like that happen because, that you know, when things happen around here, things break.
Yeah.
We get down on ourselves. But then I see that, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think you could just unplug it? And plug it back in.
Oh, that's all computerized.
I'm sure that's the first thing they tried. That's the first thing I thought of.
But if you unplug it and leave it unplugged for 10 seconds and plug it back in, the horn shouldn't still be sound. Maybe there's not an unplugging of the horn.
No, right? I think it's totally computerized. You have to unplug a bunch of things.
Like a reboot of the entire electronic system.
Which is might what they had to do.
They were sitting there working on a pad, on an iPad. I thought, you know, control, alt, delete, you know, turn it off.
Oh, look at you. Okay. 1992 called.
That's my thing. I always do control, alt, delete. You know, currently.
What does our tech team say to that?
They don't have really. Yeah, the reaction there is never like do it. And it never does a thing, control, alt, delete. Now, you know how you get on your computer, it says update every month.
Yeah.
You know, mine no longer does that. I don't know why. Well, I did. I asked our IT man, Drew. My computer no longer prompts me to update. And he said, yeah, it's too old to care anymore. It doesn't.
That's why.
You've become a fossil.
You're beyond updatable.
Yeah, exactly. It's
a waste of time.
It's just a waste of time. So he said, here's the way you go in and manually do it. You should do it from time to time. But I've forgotten how he told me to do it. So now it's running real slow. Again, my N key doesn't work. I think it's just throwing a fit on me like that. And I told him that maybe he's going to have to reteach me how to do that because it is due for an update. I mean, that does kind of refresh the system.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and those guys, when I saw that, of them working on the iPad to stop the horn at the NBA game, it reminded me of Biggie's favorite moment in sports of this year so far when the Flyers announcer was having something fixed.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Underneath. Not really a tech glitch, just kind of a, miss.
They went to commercial, but they didn't go to commercial, and somebody was fixing something down at his feet, which happens a lot here.
In Philadelphia, we said sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. 7 gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network.
Now they think they're gone, but they're not. And there's a guy working below him.
While you're down there, would you mind blowing me?
I think we're still on the air, Tim. No, we're not, are we?
Seriously,
we are.
I can see every part that plays out in my head. I can see everybody playing their part.
Yeah. It is really fantastic.
It is just a magnificent play in three acts.
I mean, we've aired it like five times now. It's just so good.
It doesn't ever lose any of its punch.
It's just so good.
Just especially when he thinks it's a joke.
Well,
think we're on the air, Tim. Right. Why don't you blow me too? What?
Yeah, now entering the game for the Flyers, Haywood Jablomi. All right, when are we back from this commercial? Is that the general for insurance? Give me a 3-2-1 countdown.
What a broadcaster move. That's at the beginning of it, too. The first act is, yup, da 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 da.
What kind of grown man does that?
Yeah, da 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 da.
Just act, killing a little time.
Then act two. Hey, while you're down there, would you mind blowing me?
We're on the air.
Good one, Bobby.
Yeah, I think we're still there.
Still on.
He was suspended for 2 games. He got a 2-game suspension. That's it. Oh, my goodness. Here's another individual that had travel trouble. A lot of people are saying, maybe I left my toiletries kit at the gym. I did not take it into the gym because I had already shaved that morning and brushed my teeth, went to the gym, took a shower, took a towel in there and a change of clothes, but not that stuff. And they provide body wash, shampoo, and conditioner. And I knew that. They were on the wall there.
And you've just turned your car upside down?
Yes.
It's not under a towel?
What I was going to say.
You didn't slide under a seat?
No, it was in, I would have put it in the main bag.
Yeah.
I remember not doing it. As soon as I didn't see it when I was in Myrtle Beach, I was like, oh, I left that sitting on that counter in Savannah.
How did you do without your CPAP?
Well, I didn't have any problem. I was so tired at the end of each night, I fell asleep almost instantly and didn't have any problem. And both hotel rooms were very, very comfortable. I liked both.
Okay.
The one in Myrtle Beach was right on the beach. It was great.
Yeah, had water view. We had a couple glitches.
Oh, you did.
You know,
Kelly never
travels with the crew.
No, I go solo.
Yeah.
I go by myself. I'm like, you know how like band leaders will say, I will not travel with, like the Alex Rodriguez with the Yankees. Like, I'm not going to fly with the team. I'll fly private.
Yeah.
So I do that.
So for this leg, we decided, Matt from our promo team and Rachel, Red Rachel, and myself decided to go together. We would carpool, keep the miles off our cars. I could take a nap because Friday was a long day. You know, we had to do this show and then we had to go to Savannah and then do the show that night. So I was fortunate enough to take a nap. I was in my plan to take a nap in the back seat. So we had rented an SUV through, I don't want to shame the company, but it rhymes with Schmenterprise.
I think I know it.
I don't know if anybody can figure it out.
Okay.
I think I couched it well.
You're at Schmenterprise
Rental.
Okay.
So we were going to leave right as the show ends on Friday.
Our radio show.
Yeah, correct. Yes, the radio show. Thank you. So 1 hour prior. Matt, over in the promo department's phone rings. It's Schmenterprise. And they say, you know what? We don't have any cars, man.
But didn't you have a reservation?
We did.
They took the reservation. They didn't hold the reservation.
Bingo. And I thought, are we in an episode of Seinfeld?
You know, anybody can just take them. Take. It's the holding of the reservation. They didn't hold this
reservation. I know how to take a reservation.
Sure.
I don't think you do. Because if you did, we'd have a car.
Of course.
So Schmenterprise calls in with 1 hour until we were hoping to leave. When we say, well, what are we going to do? And they're like, man, I don't know.
Got no cars for him.
So Matt starts to scramble. He's still on his other radio show.
Yes.
So he's scrambling to call another Schmenterprise location, different but closer to the station. And they say, yeah, we don't have any cars
no
either,
car
man.
For you, man.
No cars.
No cars to rent all the whole town.
Yeah.
They did say, if you can wait till 1 o'clock, we might have one.
You know what it is? I think we've talked about this before. It's like they rent more than they have.
Intentionally,
because some people don't come. But also, you're counting on people to return the cars on time, which is why I bet they gave you the whole, we might have one at 1 o'clock. Because if somebody doesn't return or returns it late, it's not going to be
there. Well, 1 o'clock's too late.
This is no way to run a business.
No, it's awful. It's like they oversell an airplane knowing that people won't show up.
Right.
But then sometimes you get real standby, you know, you get bumped.
Yeah.
That's not right.
So to her credit, Rachel said, why don't we call one of the rental car agencies at the airport? They have to have cars.
Yes.
Because they, the travelers depend on them.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So promo Matt was unable to go and he has the company credit card. So I and Rachel drive out there with Matt's ID and Matt's company credit card.
Right.
So we get to the agent. Tom is a super nice guy. He helps us out and Rachel hands over Matt's ID, company credit card. Tom says, I can't take that because Matt wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I whip out my credit card and I rent the car.
You rented the car. You rented the car.
That's
otherwise,
right.
They would have been late to the show.
Oh, yeah. We were. We left an hour and 30 minutes after we had hoped to leave.
I left. I mean, I was 2 minutes past this show, walked out the door.
He had his feet up in Savannah.
Exactly.
And we were probably still in South Carolina.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
it. You may have been having lunch.
Later, you said that you got there at like 5:20. I was there 2 hours before them. I was stunned.
Yeah.
I was stunned by that.
So credit to Alamo.
Mm. Alamo.
Alamo got us a car.
Beats Schmenterprise. Yeah. Seven Ways to Sunday in this case.
And this car, you know, the modern cars have all kinds of new technology.
I don't know it.
No, you would not have liked this one at all. Mm-mm. It has this little camera that stares at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know how the steering wheel, there's like a little crescent moon above the opening between the steering wheel facing down to the, so you can see the speedometer.
Right.
It was a tiny little camera mounted on the top of the steering column,
mm-hmm.
staring at you. And a couple of times, Rachel, when she was driving, she put one hand up on the wheel,
mm-hmm.
blocking the camera. And the car's like, hey, hey, hey,
it tells
move
you.
Your hand. I really? Can't see you.
What?
I
is
can't.
That, is that because of it's a rental car or just because?
No, I think it's to keep you from falling asleep. Because the next morning, I drove home
mm-hmm.
because my name, I'd rented the car. The car was in my name.
Yes.
So I drove us home on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was sleepy. I was yawning a couple of times. And the car, this little cup of coffee icon would show up and say, hey, man, you need a break?
Wow.
It caught me yawning.
Boy, the advancement.
Yawning.
To catch it and put a cup of coffee on it.
Yeah.
Could it like jolt you if you wanted it to? Maybe.
Well, I mean, there's a loud chime.
Wow.
It's not like the Pistons, you know, NBA horn, but you notice it.
My goodness. That's incredible. The technology that is in the cars now that does it. I hadn't seen it, probably won't see it.
Nah.
Very doubtful. Drew, how do rental cars work? Chris Tim got shut out from Schmenterprise.
Yeah. So what happens is, you know, you got the whole business model of enterprise getting, you know, you want to get promoted soon. So you're based off what the branch brings in. You get cars sit on the lot. You get charged for that. The branch gets charged for that. So what you want to do is you want to rent all the cars on the lot. Hopefully people return on time. Hopefully you can call the airport and they can bring you cars, because usually the airport holds a lot of cars because, like you said,
mm-hmm.
people flying in and going all the time. So hopefully if you run into cars, you call the airport, say, I need this SUV, this sedan, this truck. And they say, we got cars. We can bring you cars.
But it got caught this time.
I've never had that issue with any other rental agency.
Didn't have any this time.
Cray cray.
They had to go out to.
Like if you had a wreck, Kelly, and you needed a rental car, you're out of luck.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Thanks, Drew.
I thought you were going to say we still owed Enterprise money.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, actually, guys, I can't rent you a car until you pay off the other one.
Yeah, the old debt. Yeah, it's a separate issue.
It's a sore subject.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about that.